others by Feisty, that is. The president today takes his State of the Union message on the road. He makes a campaign visit to Philadelphia. Delivering the Republican response to the Biden address, Senator Katie Britt, referring to the brutal murder of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley, allegedly by an illegal immigrant from Venezuela. On Wall Street this morning, Dow is up 66 points. More details at srnnews.com.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-727-9105. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-727-9105. 800-727-9105. 800-727-9105.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Lots to talk about today. I think we'll be essentially dry through midday. Windy today and tonight, high 73. Rain and thunderstorms begins in the afternoon, and especially late afternoon, becoming locally heavy. Widespread rain and thunderstorms tonight. A flood watch is in effect. Excessive rainfall amounts are possible. Severe weather threat, including damaging wind gusts and a few tornadoes. Low tonight, 65. I think the rain moves out before lunchtime tomorrow. Sunshine returning on Sunday. Much cooler, high 62. Alabama growers, we could see 30s Sunday and Monday night. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
1819 News.
The anti-ballot harvesting bill that passed the Alabama Senate last month has now cleared the full Alabama House. The bill will now head to the governor's desk for signature into law. The bill makes it a felony for a third party to knowingly give or receive a payment or gift for ordering, requesting, collecting, completing, distributing, pre-filling, or delivering a voter's absentee ballot application. There are exemptions in this bill to include U.S. military members and their families who live overseas and those with disabilities who need help in the process of voting. Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen has been very supportive of this bill, while Democrats in the state legislature suggested there was no prevailing problem here in the state with ballot trafficking and that this bill will only stifle the black vote. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A 13-year-old boy in Mobile County is behind bars for the death of his great uncle. The elderly man was partially blind and deaf and was found burned and stabbed outside of a home that was in flames. 70-year-old Newland Sims died at the hospital as a result of his injuries. The 13-year-old ran from that scene but was arrested sometime later by police and taken to the Strickland Youth Center. The acquisition of Southeastern Grocers by the parent company of Aldi Grocery Stores is completed. This means that Winn-Dixie and Harvey's supermarkets are now owned by Aldi and will bring in an additional 800 stores. Over the course of the next 4 years, that company will begin the conversion plan of those stores. The stores are owned across Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, and Mississippi. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
When your day begins well before the sun rises, when your family's livelihood depends on your equipment, Whitworth Farm Equipment is here to keep you in the field. Your tractor should work as hard as you do and keep working. For all parts, come see Whitworth Farm Equipment. For all tractor parts, implements, and trailers, and now selling pine straw bales, come see Sharon and Suzanne. Whitworth Farm Equipment, 285-9977.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Deason. We appreciate you listening. Starting off the second half of the show, the Friday edition, the day after the State of the Union address by the man who was made president by the establishment and the swamp in this country. I still do not believe. Look, I'm just telling you, back to my liberal friends, who many of them I love because they're very, very nice, and many of them are liberal because they're very nice. They're just like, I just want people to be happy. Me too. But the whole idea of what we're doing will make people happy doesn't work. More people are miserable than probably ever. We have more mental health issues. We have more suicide. We have more people who don't like their lives. We have all these things. And part of that is because we have followed this liberal recipe for society for decades now. And it hurts people. I'm sorry. I wish it didn't. I wish everything was rainbows and unicorns. But it's not. Rainbows and unicorns don't work. Let's go to Eric the Dog. He says, Woman's Day, Women's Day. That's going to be my question, so prepare yourself for the month. Hola. Eric the Dog, hola, ¿cómo está?
Bien, bien. Estamos trabajando duro en este día de las mujeres.
Wait. He's doing a hard job.
No, I said we're working hard on this Day of Women. But I have a serious question.
Okay.
All right. So if today's International Women's Day and we can't identify what a woman is, then how am I supposed to know who to celebrate?
I'm celebrating you, Eric, and
celebrate
me.
Well, I definitely identify as a lesbian. Now, you take that for what it's worth, but I promise you, you can definitely celebrate me today.
Oh, my gosh, I think I'm a lesbian.
I'm celebrating you because you're probably doing a job that a woman doesn't want to do, but they say they want to be able to do it, but they really don't want to do it. So thank you.
Well, we have a female that helps do this, not here, but in our company we do.
Mm-hmm.
And women can do almost anything except, I don't know. They can't get a woman can't get another woman pregnant. That is science.
No.
That's science.
That's just
science.
Rough. Right.
And I'm no scientist, but that's science. And I heard that you have to go with the science. Isn't that what I was told?
Absolutely. It's the science. The science matters. Speaking of that, Eric the dog, and I know, look, there's a rabbit trail there, and I'm going to run down as fast as I possibly can. Can we, are we to the point? Please. Do what?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, is it time where we can, like, stop strangers yet and go, hey, look, that whole mask thing is just, it's not good for you. Because well, I really want to do that. Kind of. I saw a lady this morning on the way in who was talking to a police officer on the side of the road, and she was masked up.
I think it's good because it's like an automatic, super easy way to decide who you don't want to get to know.
You think that's it?
Yeah, like, but okay, when I drive by them, you off.
Okay, let me ask, this is another serious question, Eric. The people you see wearing masks, what percentage of them are Biden voters?
100%.
Interesting question, because my boss and some of my coworkers are out today for COVID. Are they getting COVID tests as we speak? Quite literally.
Why?
Which I find hilarious. They went to a convention, and some of the people have already tested positive that they were with. And so? Yeah.
You got to get them hooked up with this show, Eric. But look, now look, if you're taking it because if you test positive, you get a few days off and you can go fishing, that may be a different incentive whatsoever, you know, altogether.
That'll be the most days I've had off since November.
There you go. I got you. Hey, here's my last question. So it's Women's Day on Women's Month. Is it Women's Month or Women's Month?
Isn't that a mental health question?
How many personalities does she have? Depends on
how many is in there. Under yes.
I mean, I really don't know. I'm wondering, is it Women's Day or Women's Day?
I'm going to go with Women's just because it sounds better, but I don't really know.
That's why I put on the board. So.
Yeah, I don't really know. Right. Yeah.
So Women's, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
I'm going with the multi personality thing too. So.
I think it's like that old He-Man character where you punch the button and the face spins around, and that's the attitude you get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, this is the perfect segue into our discussion about Katie Britt's response. There were about 48 women that came out in her in about a 3-minute segment.
Did she cry?
I'm a mother with raising children in Alabama. We're barely getting by. My lobbyist husband and my senator's salary.
Wait, Eric, did you watch it?
Did you watch it or are you making it up?
That's how she started the response.
I swear I didn't watch it. I swear. On a stack of Bibles.
You promise.
That's not exactly Nostradamus there, okay? You know?
It's not exactly Nostradamus.
That's fairly
good. I can't believe as many times.
Right after she said that she was going to get to do it, I predicted that that's how that would start, yeah. Or that it would be in there.
Yeah. Mm. Pretty good call.
Well, you just wrote her speech, I guess.
Pretty much.
My goodness, yeah. Eric the dog.
I think if I could do it, anybody could do it.
All right,
y'all. I
got to
go to work.
All right, buddy. Bye. Jesus. See
you,
my
adios.
Golly. How did it start again? Do you have... Well, let's do the Saturday Night Live one. Because Saturday Night Live has a... I mean, I think
Eric the Dog just did. Pretty much nailed it. But
Well, now you can go back and find it.
Well, I can... I think I have the Saturday Night Live version.
Did I send it to you?
No, I can just play part of it. Maybe does it even matter?
Hold on.
Which one is it? Which button is it? Let's see. Try this.
Okay, I got it. Let a woman do it.
That's what I'm waiting on. Now I'm having to catch up.
Are you ready? Hold on.
I'm
here
ready.
We go. This was Saturday Night. I think this was Saturday Night.
I think
Night
it's Saturday Night Live because it can't be real.
Okay.
Enough is enough. Innocent Americans are dying, and you only have yourself to blame. End this crisis and stop the suffering. Enough is enough.
Wait, Scott. Uh-huh. We were wrong.
That was real.
That was not Saturday Night Live. Wait, today's Friday.
That was real. Wait a minute.
That was the real one.
Yeah.
Hold on. There's some more. There's more. Sif, where is it?
Are you not mashing those buttons?
I don't know what's wrong with the buttons. Oh, no, it's the computer. Well, you know, I told you these things don't like to play after you go back.
Let me just read some of, before we get into our analysis, which you didn't watch it, but let me just, this is what some national figures are saying.
Okay.
Okay. Charlie Kirk. I'm sure Katie Britt is a sweet mom in person, but this speech is not what we need.
Come with us on a journey to Wedge Heaven.
It's a commercial.
What is this?
Oh, God. Hey, look, it's the news. It's national news. It's ridiculous.
Where's Wedge Heaven? Is it a golf?
It was a golf commercial.
Okay, well, I had to make sure. You want me to finish with Charlie Kirk?
Yeah. Hold on. Great state of Alabama and the United States Senate. However, that's not the job that matters most. I am a proud wife and mom of two school-aged kids, my daughter Bennett and my...
Did she really go with wife and mom right out of the chute?
Yep.
After you have made fun of that over and over and over?
If I hear it again, I'm going to poke my earballs out. Because it's just... patronizing. It's like, and she's sitting at her kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's not even in DC. She's sitting at her kitchen table, and it's just, it's almost offensive to me. I don't
so
know why.
So she wasn't at the State of the Union address.
Mm-mm. She was in Montgomery.
So they sent her back home.
Yeah,
to do this.
Mm-hmm. And after the first 3.5 minutes, I was exhausted. We had been through so many emotions. Because that's what we have to do.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good.
I mean, I'm telling you, but I don't. The thing is, and what's so frustrating is that if you talk to her,
is this insulting as a woman?
As a woman,
is this insulting?
Yes, because we don't talk like that. And somebody on Twitter was like, they said, the Stepford wives are all going, dang girl, chill. Like, that's not women that I know. And the thing is, I've seen this evolution of Katie Britt. The first time I heard her speak was at a Shelby County Executive Committee. This is before she declared she was running.
Right. But she knew she was running.
She knew she was running.
Or she wouldn't be doing those speeches.
But this was not the Katie Britt that spoke.
Okay.
She was kind of nervous, which is weird,
right,
because I was thinking she shouldn't be nervous. This was as she was president of the BCA.
Right.
These are all her people. There were legislators there.
Yeah.
Don Ray.
I do know Don.
Okay, Don mm-hmm. Ray is just a bulldog, and Don Ray went after Katie Britt about Common Core.
Mm-hmm.
Katie handled it perfectly. She was kind of humble, and she was honest, and she just did a great job with, like, handling Don Ray, who's a handful.
Right.
And it just was this totally different Katie Britt than I see now. And I'm looking and I'm going, who is telling her that this is what people want to see? They probably need to be fired. And you read through the comments. I mean, Charlie Kirk said, Joe Biden just declared war on America, and Katie Britt is talking like she's hosting a cooking show, whispering about how Democrats don't get it. Allie Beth Stuckey, okay, GOP, never again. I know y'all were going for the relatable mom speaking in her kitchen from her heart, but it didn't work. Just a straight, strong speech will do in the future. Thanks. And apparently, Steve Dace, who's a popular conservative.
Steve Dace.
I decided to go back and watch all of Katie Britt's response. I cannot believe it's real. It's the worst and most cringe political performance I've ever seen. That wasn't a fictional portrayal. It's a parody come to life, albeit unintentional. I cannot believe it's real. Ann Coulter, who I'm not a fan of.
Right.
Katie Britt's estrogen-laden response to the State of the Union, .. Bring back white men.
Oh, my gosh.
We got so bad after all. Huh?
I mean, it was, and what's so sad, my daughter walked in and she was like, what is this? And I said, it's the response to Biden's State of the Union. She goes, and she's 15. She goes, well, her words are angry, but she's smiling and I feel like she's about to cry. And I'm like, yeah, I don't get it either. Like, I can't, it's like driving with my mother-in-law who puts her foot on the gas and then she lets it up and then she swerves and you're like, I don't know where we're going. It was exhausting, but she doesn't have to be that way. Like, that's the thing. She has such potential, but somebody has told her.
So this is her character. This is who... Because people have told me that in real life... Yes. Yeah, in real life, before she became politician, Brett, that she was, you know, somewhat normal. But I don't know which one really is normal. Is this the normal and what people saw in the neighborhood or at the ball games or whatever was not normal? Which one's the normal... real version.
If you take all the emotion and the delivery out of her speech,
and just read the transcript,
the context is actually pretty darn good. Yeah.
That's so sad, though. Yes, that's so sad because I don't even know what she said because I couldn't get past my anxiety over all the emotions and like how I was supposed to feel. It was very frustrating, and everybody said that the leadership, like. Republican leadership is now just quoting what she said
instead
of posting videos of what she said because they realized they missed it.
Yeah.
Now, her words, I think, were good.
Whoever wrote that speech really kind of knocked it out, I thought, from what I read.
Hey, do you want to know the this is so good. The transcript over at C-SPAN?
Yes.
I decided I was going to, I thought
they
about it.
Added emoticons.
I might read some of it. It says, like this one, because of President Biden's senseless border policy, blah, blah, blah. It actually says Lincoln Riley in the C-SPAN. C-SPAN got it wrong when they put the transcript together. We got to take a break. Craig will be up. We'll be back.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
For the lowest prices on flooring and flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, hardwood, laminate, ceramic tile, carpet remnants, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. And if you're a flooring installer, you'll really love Budget Floors & More. Budget Floors & More has the lowest prices on installation supplies. Ask about their professional trade discounts, large selection, and quality at the best prices. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane in Montgomery, across from Del Rey Public.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. Their focus on continuing education keeps them inspired and on trend. Come visit their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Give the gift of beauty with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to WilliamMasonSalon.com.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Let's go to Craig. Craig, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. It's a great day in the state of Alabama.
I went down to the border. And as a mother, I said, could that be my child? I don't know.
Because I hadn't been around them.
Dear Lord.
Who is this?
Oh, my God.
I mean, that not only is she embarrassing, but the Republican Party is embarrassing. They really thought that was good.
No, in her defense, Craig, and in Senator Britt's defense, she probably performed exactly the way they wanted. Because,
I know,
remember,
that's what's embarrassing.
She is an attractive female, and they said, we need to send her out, and she'll deliver this emotional, theatrical response, and suburban women will be for us because we put her out there. I mean, they just completely missed it, and Sky was right. Her words, I agree with them. I don't disagree with what she said. Yeah. But it is so bad. And it's not like if I did it, it would just be bad because I just did a bad job. She did a tremendous acting job. It just is not real. That's the problem. You get what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
It comes off as phony, okay?
It comes off as a skit. It is a SNL skit making fun of Senator Britt, except she did it herself. And if she goes on SNL, it will not be as good as the real thing.
Just bring her on. They don't need anybody to portray her.
This is the only time I agree with Joe Biden. They need to cancel her school debt on her drama classes because they did not pay off.
I don't know. I think she may have a career as an actress after her politics days.
No.
I don't know. I mean, there's some pretty bad actresses.
If she would have just spoken, yes, it would have been great. Great points. Yes. But this trying to be, it's so phony. And that she sounded like a Democrat, and I'm tired of that. I wanted her to come out and just speak because her points were spot on.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think women respect that more than you trying to do what she did.
Well,
because women today are strong.
But they liberal don't. Women, okay, I see where they're going. This is marketing. It's basic marketing. Right. And they're trying to appeal to the liberal women that the conservative Republicans, rather, have been losing for years and years and years. So it could be effective in that regard.
Well, hey, let's be honest. The liberal women love Katie Britt.
Right.
So let's maybe, be right. I mean, they supported her big time in this state. Democrat women supported her big time in this state.
I'm not going to say it's a smart move, but they may not be as dumb as they appear.
No, we'll see if it works.
In this case.
Right.
Well, because, I mean... They had to, somebody sat down with her as she's rehearsing this. Okay, so somebody wrote the speech.
Yeah, but we got those emails, those texts that says they were working on it like yesterday. Yeah, you know.
Obviously, somebody watched her practice and said, yes, that is it.
Right.
That is what we're going for.
Nailed it.
Now, remember why the women voted for her? Because they didn't want Mo Brooks in there and they were told to.
That's a good point.
They didn't want a strong white man in there who would stand up and who was not bought and paid for.
I mean, this is Mitch McConnell's Republican Party.
Oh, Lord. It's just sad. But, yeah, I couldn't listen to any of it last night. So
go back and read it. It's worth a read, correct?
Yeah. Oh, I've listened to her. I listened to hers once I, you know, got over it. But, yeah, she had great points. I wish she would have just done it. But the Republicans have no clue what they're doing. I don't understand what world they're in.
Well, look, let's be honest, Craig. Let's be honest. The Mitch McConnell Republicans have purposefully undermined conservative candidates across the country. If a conservative candidate gets a nomination in a Republican primary, they will look for any reason not to support them. Oh, back in 2015, we have video evidence of him running through a stop sign in rural Arkansas. Therefore, we shall not be for him. He is a criminal, and let's pull all our money. And so Mitch McConnell Republicans love being in the minority. So they continue to do things to shoot us in the foot. They're not for America First. And it's sad. And again, I hope we do better. But Craig, I appreciate you, brother. Here's the one thing I wouldn't have written into her speech that I don't like from the transcript is just tell us your thoughts. You don't have to tell us your wife and a mom and all that kind of stuff. Just be the strong woman.
Like, stop qualifying.
Be Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah.
And let women be attracted to it.
They've already got your vote. How do you appeal to liberal, suburban, housewives, women that the Republicans have been losing?
I don't know. I guess I don't know. How do you do it?
With rationale and logic or with emotion?
That is so sexist. I'm appalled.
Hey, man, I didn't like the script. Don't blame me.
Hey, well, they're really saying that, though, aren't they?
Yes, they are. That's exactly what this is all about.
That's why it's patronizing. You know, as a conservative woman, what I would have loved to have seen, and this is the Katie Britt that I think has the potential, but people are telling her not to be. I don't know. Maybe it's her. Right. Like, I want to see her in her Alabama sweatshirt. Right. I don't even like Alabama.
Right. A bad day. Yeah.
She can put on some makeup, but like a messy bun, an Alabama sweatshirt, just sitting on her couch
and
talking
saying,
to
this
America.
Is, we got
to
fix.
That's a mom, you know, like that's how you connect with us. But I think you're right, Sky. That's not who they were going for, which is weird. Why do you choose this so-called up-and-coming Republican conservative star to give a speech to court the liberals?
She's willing.
And she's
willing to be molded and branded and marketed like that.
As that person. It's patronizing to conservative women.
Got their vote anyway.
But to liberal college educated women, maybe it's the right message.
Yeah.
Maybe we're against
that. It's who they are.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they don't get it already. That's why they're liberal.
Does she tank her VP?
She's not the VP.
No chance. Nope.
We'll be.
all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available? Call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. I want you to start the new year off right by getting your vehicle checked from the top to the bottom. Now, that vehicle probably needs some new shoes on it. We're talking about tires here, of course. And the only place you need to go to get everything serviced, to get everything done in a very professional way by ASC-certified technicians and mechanics is Woodham Southside Firestone. They're easy to find right there on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. For years, I was calculating the other day, it's 42 years that I've been going to Woodham Southside Firestone. And let me tell you something. If you want it fixed right the first time without having to go back and back and back again to your normal place, go to Woodham Southside Firestone. Matt and the gang will do a magnificent job. They're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturday and Sunday. Woodham Southside Firestone, the only name you need to know.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Lots to talk about today. I think we'll be essentially dry through midday. Windy today and tonight, high 73. Rain and thunderstorms begins in the afternoon, and especially late afternoon, becoming locally heavy. Widespread rain and thunderstorms tonight. A flood watch is in effect. Excessive rainfall amounts are possible. Severe weather threat, including damaging wind gusts and a few tornadoes. Low tonight, 65. I think the rain moves out before lunchtime tomorrow. Sunshine returning on Sunday. Much cooler, high 62. Alabama growers, we could see 30s Sunday and Monday night. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Our showrooms are buzzing with the groundbreaking innovation, power, and reliability of the number one selling compact tractor in America. No surprise, it's a Kubota. Stop by for a test drive today. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We appreciate you listening to the show. We need to get out to y'all's calls, but let's go to P.I.'s and Ivy weigh in, and then we'll have the response, the Alabama response, especially from Alabama men, men in leadership, to the response, Senator Katie Britt's response to the State of the Union address. It's fascinating. It really, really is. Let's go to P.I.'s and Ivy, or Po.I.'s and Ivy. I think I've been mispronouncing their name for a long, long time. Po.I.'s and Ivy, welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my updates. You know, I told you I was going to be there with Katie. You know, I'm her acting coach, as I have told you many times. Help her cry on cue, you know. And I was there in the kitchen holding the cue cards. We prepared her by watching the Stepford Wives and Jack Nicholson doing the Joker. Now, is that the same makeup artist, too, I take it?
Right? Yeah, okay.
Did it all. You know, I had that piece of glass under her toe and told her to smile the whole time. And if she felt like she needed to make the smile go down and have a tear, to press a toe against that glass, and it would do the trick. You know, this was a career-changing event because Cousin High Stepper, you know, she had me go help Katie like this because now she stands a greater chance of being vice president than Katie. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Po'Eisen. So, Meemaw,
I do want to know,
Po'Eisen to undermine the senator.
Well, I want to know if Meemaw's upset because Katie Britt ripped off one of Meemaw's lines.
Really?
Yes.
What did she say?
And it was like one of the highlights that everybody's talking about.
Really? Which one?
Yes, it was the line that got my mother-in-law to not even ask questions about Kay Ivey's policy. It was a bless his heart.
Oh, she used the bless his heart.
And she and Katie Britt said, Joe Biden, bless his heart.
Really?
Yep. And if I'm Meemaw, I'm upset. I just was waiting for the high stepping.
That's almost Meemaw's trademark.
That's her trademark. Anyway.
Huh.
Yeah. But, I mean, okay. Let's be honest.
On Woman's Day.
On Woman's Day. Let's be real honest.
Okay.
If you had to put me in front of millions of people to deliver that speech.
Was this live?
Yes.
You sure?
It shouldn't have been, but I'm pretty sure it was.
It may have been. I mean, sure, maybe, but I don't even know.
I actually don't know, but
because you could do their response. I mean, is there much in there that actually responds to the speech, or is it kind of a? Is it like speech one and speech two? You know what I'm saying? The responses literally reference things the president said, and then sometimes the responses are just a second is the opposition's speech.
That's a good question. I don't know if she maybe had. I mean, you can kind of guess what he's going to talk about.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was much in there that actually referenced his speech. So it could have been pre-recorded.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you put me live in front of millions of people, I couldn't do it.
You couldn't smile and cry at the same time?
I would either pass out or throw up. I mean, I guess I could.
That's the amazing thing. Okay, let me. If we play it on the radio, is it as bad as if you watch it?
No, I've had people say, I just listened.
Okay,
and I liked it. And then
really?
I watched it.
To me, it has some cringe.
Well, their comment was, and then I watched it, and I was uncomfortable.
Okay. Well, so maybe when we played part of it that we were joking about being the Saturday Night Live skit, maybe it wasn't quite as cringy.
I just don't understand why she feels or her team feels like this is what they have to do. Like it's not normal. It's not normal behavior. People don't talk like that.
Right.
Now, maybe, like Sky says, the liberals are attracted to that, and that's what they're going for.
Maybe that's it, right.
But I can tell you the conservatives are not.
Let me ask you a question. If we had a woman senator from Alabama who was Margaret Thatcher-esque, would Mitch McConnell and the boys in Washington, D.C., give them the response to the president's State of the Union address?
Doubtful.
You're going to have to tell me what the difference is between Katie Britt and Margaret Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher was the Iron Lady. Okay.
Yes. And a strong conservative woman.
Yes.
Are you saying that's not
if Katie Britt?
Britt
was a strong conservative woman, or is, would Mitch McConnell and the boys in Washington give her this honor? She's from Alabama.
Is that who chooses?
They don't care. I don't know who chooses. I would guess it has to be them. It's not President Trump choosing because he's not president.
Yeah, it's a party decision.
This has got to be the Senate's decision or the Senate and the House together's decision.
Or the RNC.
Yeah, I don't think it's the RNC. Okay. I don't think it's the party. I don't really know, but I would love to know who made that decision. So let's go to Thunder.
Okay.
And then we'll get the men from Alabama, the men of the South, their responses. Thunder, welcome to the program. Thank you. Hey, Thunder.
Good morning, everybody. I'm probably going to ask a lot of what the men are going to say. But I can tell you one thing. As a Southern woman, I have a problem with Katie Britt and that crispy little cowboy. Honey, you need to stand up and go to Washington. If you wanted to be in Washington, you need to pull up your big girl panties, and you need to do something about that voice. And I know that mine's irritating because people look at me like, oh, she's sick. We don't want to stand next to her. Here it is. If they wanted a strong Republican conservative woman that would have given that speech emphatically and done it correctly, they should have gone and found Betsy Garrison.
Mm. Fair enough.
She could have done that same speech and everybody would have stood up and applauded because she doesn't have any of this whiskey crybaby in her voice. That's number one. Number two, they just proved that Southern women are stupid when they put Katie Britt up there because she sounds stupid. Mm. And I take great offense to that. She may not be stupid, but she has certainly put herself out as being something that can be mocked. This is a steep. This is a Southerner. I mean, we caught hell when Coach Tuberville went up to be a senator, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden we're realizing that he's not Coach Tuberville, he's Senator Tuberville, and he has done a tremendous job of representing the people of this state and the people of this country. Up until now, we've heard little to nothing from Katie. Why the Republicans thought they needed to put somebody like that up there is embarrassing. There are other good Republican women that could have easily stepped into that foray and laid waste to Joe Biden, which is what has to be done. And they don't have to do it the way that I do it. I realize that I'm probably a lot more offensive to some of them by the way I say things and my emotions on this. But my damn, if we don't stand up to this country, we will lose this country. And Katie Britt is not the person to be going toe-to-toe with Putin. Can you imagine what Putin would do to her? And she would be crying big crocodile tears. It would be embarrassing.
Thunder, thank you.
Thank you.
Katie Britt just reminded me last night why I don't like hanging out with women.
Really?
And probably reminded every male in the country why you shouldn't vote for women.
Because, except for the men in Alabama.
I mean, well, the men in Alabama love Katie Britt, but I'm just saying, like, it was an emotional roller coaster wreck. Who wants that in a leader?
You didn't feel like storming the gates?
No.
It wasn't Braveheart?
It's not the feeling I got.
Was it Stonewall Jackson?
No.
Huh.
Opposite.
We'll be back.
When he rode into the town, he came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. Ends 4/1/24. This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control. And we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City. What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
Envicott QB Reps. We rep probably 10 guys. It's just marketing and NIL. We don't do contract agent stuff.
David Morris runs Quarterback Country. He and his team prepare the nation's most elite quarterbacks to perform at the next level. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Touch your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. I think the best part of Katie Britt's response to Joe Biden was when she said, y'all.
Y'all.
Yeah, I mean, it bothers me. My daughter is off at Nebraska, and she says, you guys.
Ew, Scott.
Oh, no. I know. She doesn't say yous, but it's you guys.
Yeah, you
it's
gotta just get one that step under control. Away,
though. And I'm like, yep. Yeah, no, it's right there. It bothers me. I'm like, you gotta say y'all. I mean, use it.
A listener called in.
Work it.
Speaking of Katie Britt, better choices for delivering the rebuttal. listener calls in, doesn't want to be on the air, but mentions the town hall meeting in Rock Ridge Blazing Saddles film. The woman that had been Clara on the Andy Griffith Show, you might remember her. And
okay.
She got up in a time of desperate need and gave a fire and brimstone speech. So
Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles. You know, and then Gabby Johnson, Reverend. You know, it's great. I kind of think of this country in the politics in Blazing Saddles terms nowadays.
Well, look,
Blazing Saddles is crying.
Okay? Yes, exactly.
So in between the break, like during the breaks, we've been going back and listening while watching her response. And the second time around, I'm actually able to listen to the words.
Mm-hmm.
And they're good words.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, last night I couldn't really get past it. I just was trusting everybody saying, you know, the script was, what she was saying was good.
Right.
It's good words.
Okay, the words were for the intelligent people. The delivery were for the emotional people. So, there you go.
There you go.
It's not a bad point.
And maybe that's what, because...
So the conservative, okay.
It's up. It's up.
So, all right, so let's get the response from the Alabama men. All right, so we've heard from conservatives across the country. We had Steve Dace, we had Charlie Kirk, we had even Ann Coulter, who's, you know, so we've had all that response. But from the men who were inside the political orbit of Alabama.
Congressman Mike Rogers, as expected, Senator Katie Britt knocked it out of the park. I cannot help but note the stark differences between the honest, authentic, caring, and insightful words shared by Senator Britt and the shameless string of lies spoken by Biden. Alabama is lucky to have leaders like her.
Okay.
Was that on his Twitter?
Twitter.
That's one vote for Katie.
Will Ainsworth. Katie Britt.
The Lieutenant Governor of the state.
Katie Britt eloquently dismantled every single failed agenda item that Joe Biden has inflicted on our country. Alabama is proud and grateful to have a strong conservative fighter representing us in the U.S. Senate.
Two votes for Katie.
No, he was talking about Tuberville. He just said...
What?
Read it again.
I'm sorry. In
the last sentence.
We're grateful to have a strong conservative fighter representing us in the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, I mean, remember, okay. Part of the lessons here, you got to learn to read between the lines.
Congressman Robert Adderholt.
I don't know these things.
You don't know how to do it.
Yeah, I don't have that experience.
Robert Adderholt, this isn't just a response to the State of the Union. Senator Katie Britt is giving the true State of our Union. I mean...
Well, okay, look, there are times... And I get it. All right, look, if you're there, you're at the response, and your friend says, hey, how'd I do? You did good. But if you're nowhere near, you don't have to pick up the Twitter X on your phone and type something in.
You don't.
So are they just brown nosing? Or do they think, you know some men personally, some of them are manly men. And we're like, it is fantastic. There's some radio hosts across this state that are like, it was amazing.
I don't know. I will say it's kind of like Matt Murphy, you know.
Okay, who was, used to be in Alabama.
Yes, it was
in Tennessee
so fired
now.
Up about her giving the speech and, you know, commented that she did well. Mm-hmm. And then was shocked this morning to wake up and see that she was getting roasted on Twitter. And I think that maybe, again, when you personally know her and you sit down with her across from a kitchen table, she's a normal person. And so maybe they see that...
Or maybe they're happy that she's their friend.
Yeah.
They saw their friend get to do it. You did great!
Well, I would like to read you Trump's.
Okay.
I don't know if I have time.
I can't wait for that. No, 15 seconds.
All right. So Trump.